194.
Proclaim March 2019 to be Women's History Month.
Very good. I'd like to introduce Karen Brooks. Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Hi. Hi, Mayor. Hi, Commissioners. My name is Karen Brooks. My pronouns are she, her. I work at Portland Fire and Rescue, and I'm on the leadership team for the city's LGBTQ affinity group. I was asked to introduce this year's Women's History Month presentation because the organizers from the Women's Empowerment Affinity Group consulted with the LGBTQ Affinity Group on ways to expand our definitions of gender and how we may focus on intersectionality. So today you get me, just your average Jewish, mannish, lesbian Portlander with a taste for a nice blazer. Shalom. While there is much to bind women together, this identity can intersect, as seen above, with race, ethnicity, national origin, ability, disability, religion, sexual orientation, gender presentation, and so much more. This year's Women History Month theme is Agents of Equity, Women and Gender Nonconforming Voices in Action. The Women's Empowerment Group made a special effort to expand the conversations we have about gender and to promote inclusion and understanding. Every year, the Women's Empowerment Affinity Group collaborates with bureaus and other affinity groups to provide diverse and inclusive events to celebrate women's achievement in our work communities. The events are created and run by volunteer City of Portland employees. It is critical to acknowledge and lift up the ways in which our experiences vary with each identity that we hold. Our identities do not exist independently of each other. And that's why it's so meaningful that the Women's Empowerment Group reached out to the LGBT group and others in the community to plan their events. There's a full calendar of events this month, and we encourage participation from our council members and the community. A few activities include the 9th Annual Wonder Woman Awards, harassment bystander training, a panel discussion about women in non-office jobs, featuring a firefighter, and an event about how to talk to kids about gender fluidity, and a film about gender pay gaps, and much, much more. This couldn't happen without the time and resources offered by volunteers, the diverse, empowered employees of Portland, also known as DEEP, and our bureaus. Thank you very much for supporting our affinity groups. And if I might don a more official hat and multitask, I'd like to let your offices know that Portland Fire and Rescue is currently hiring and taking applications for entry-level firefighters until March 11th. This is considered a non-traditional job for women, but there's no reason for it to be put in that category. I would trust any of the female firefighters at PFNR to drag me out of a burning building, and that's no easy task. We also have a free summer camp for young women, 16 to 20, who are interested in gaining experience in firefighting, and that application period is also open. And I'm going to have these information cards. I'm going to give them to Carla, if you would like any for your office. Now, I am pleased to introduce our Agents of Equity speakers. First, we have Joy Elise Davis. She's the Executive Director of the Portland African American Leadership Forum, and she'll be discussing her photo project, Albina Queens. Albina Queens will be showcased this month at the Old Church. The exhibit information is on the Women's History Month calendar, and there's an event this month where we'll walk over and view the exhibit. I've seen this work, and I'm happy to say that some of our amazing City of Portland employees are featured. It's really great. And our second speaker is Shannon Scott, a board member of the Human Rights Campaign, which is the largest national LGBTQ civil rights organization. She's a combat veteran of the Air Force and is the founder of United Equality Consulting, an organization focused on helping companies support their transgender employees. And our third speaker is Courtney Duke. You will recognize Courtney as a senior planner from PBOT. Been in front of City Council many times. But today she will be representing the great work of the City of Portland's Women Empowerment Affinity Group and PDX City Mamas. So let's start with Joy.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. Again, my name is Joy Elise Davis. I'm the Executive Director of the Portland African American Leadership Forum, better known as PALF. Our mission is to help our Black community imagine the alternatives that we deserve and build our civic participation and leadership to achieve those alternatives. I created the Albina Queens Project in partnership with a local creative agency called Camp Grizzly because we imagine a world where people of African descent, especially black women and femmes, enjoy the rights, resources, recognition to be a thriving, resilient, connected community. This photography project celebrates those who claim, reclaim, and or disrupt traditional constructs of black femininity in its many forms. The images captures marks an occasion where black women and femmes are seen, counted, loved, and valued. This in and of itself is a political act. The Albina Queens exhibit represents a wide spectrum of difference: non-binary femmes, femmes, cis women, youth, elderly, people with a range of abilities, and everyone and everything in between. It is in the spectrum where we find beauty and power of black people. The photography focuses on bringing out the natural radiance of black skin and the rich traditions of head wraps. Head wraps have a deep and complex history within the black community, from its use of a tool of oppression to its literally use as a crown today. This piece of fabric represents resiliency, resourcefulness, creativity that black women and femmes have employed as a method of survival and self-empowerment for centuries. Like many femmes of African diaspora, when I enter rooms like this, I have to remind myself that this space is for me, even though it may not have been designed for me. It is our hope that when black women and femmes view this exhibit, that they feel loved and valued. We deserve to be celebrated in spaces like this one, during and after Black History Month and Women's Month, really all year long. Today, we are honored by the many black women and femmes who have paved the way for this moment. I am honored to present the Albina Queens photography exhibit to you all, and it's my hope that folks listening and will visit the exhibit at the Old Church, but also check out our website for many more opportunities to celebrate the leadership of 100 black women and femmes, one of which is Commissioner Joanne Hardesty. Thank you very much.
Thanks. And Joy, do you happen to have the URL for the website?
Yes, if you go to albinaqueens.org.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, commissioners. My name is Shannon Scott. My pronouns are she, her, and hers. I want to start off by saying thank you. Thank you for creating this space for us. Thank you for having us here today. I want to start by telling you all a little bit about myself and what brought me here. I was raised in a community that is not like Portland. I was raised in Montana, and I grew up there my entire young adulthood until I joined the military. I served in the military for almost 11 years. I'm a combat veteran of two Iraqi campaigns, and it was something that happened to me on that last trip home that would change my life. I was coming home on an aircraft, a cargo plane, and it was full of caskets, those people that had given the ultimate sacrifice for their country. At that point, I decided that I could no longer hide my truth. I could no longer live in the closet, and I decided to begin my transition. It was at that moment in time that I realized just how important having a safe and accepting community is to living a happy and full life. I lost everything. I was forced out of the military because of my gender identity. I lost my friends, my partner, and my family. I knew I had to live somewhere better. And after one visit to Portland, Oregon, I knew that this was the place. I made my home here. And I devoted my life to serving those in the marginalized communities. Communities such as the transgender community, communities with people of color, women, gender nonconforming, and queer folks. As you all know, we've done a lot of work here in Portland to serve those communities better, but you also know that we have a long ways to go. I want to thank you for the work you've done, and I want to encourage you to keep having those difficult conversations. Keep taking those meetings, and keep working to make Portland the amazing place it can be in the future. Years ago, I heard a shocking statistic that the average life expectancy of a transgender woman of color is 35 years old. This points out all too well the staggering effect of intersectionality and the effect it can have on our communities. That is why we work for all communities, why we must continue that work. Portland is seen as a leader across this country, as a progressive city trying to make change for the better. It's not perfect, but we're getting there, and we can get there. We at HRC are working on a bill right now at a national level that has been modeled after one that Oregon has right here, called the Equality Act, that would ensure legal protections for LGBTQ people and women. Half of the country does not have protections right now. Two women can get married on Sunday and be fired on Monday. A transgender woman can walk into a department store to buy a dress and be denied service. This happens all too often. Please continue to be that good example to show the country that we can do this. With that said, I want to take a moment to celebrate the amazing women at this table and to the amazing women in our community that have done such fantastic work for our community. And I would like to challenge everybody listening and watching right now to join in this work. If you would like to join me at HRC, we have positions not just to serve, but to lead. It is my intention to raise those voices that have not been raised in the past with this amazing platform we have at the Human Rights Campaign. You are free to reach out to me at my email address, which is shannon@hrcportland.org. And in closing, I would like to say to each of you, I'm happy to continue this work with you towards creating a safer, happier, healthy Portland.
Thanks, Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning. I have to have my glasses and my computer right now.
I can
relate. So thank you, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Courtney Duke, she, her. I'm usually here presenting and talking to you about transportation policy, but today I'm here to celebrate and advocate for women at the city through my involvement in Women's Empowerment, the Women's History Month Planning Committee, and as a founder and board member of PDX City Mamas, the city's Working Moms Affinity Group. It is refreshing, and about time, I might add, to be here presenting to three women, although Commissioner Hardesty is not here, on council for the first time in this veteran, 22-year city veteran, and the city as a whole. Although I see that Commissioner Hardesty is not here, I look forward to working with her in all of my capacities at the city. Women's Empowerment is the latest name and officially recognized women's group at the city. But women at the city have been planning and participating in women's history and International Women's Day celebrations and events for over 20 years, both as a part of city government and as well as our volunteer time. Our group and celebrations have evolved and become more inclusive, just as the population of our city and our employees have evolved and changed. Many working women have become working mothers. A need to support this segment of our employees was identified, and the PDX City Mamas was formed approximately 12 years ago. Our group supports working parents through policy and program development and changes, such as paid leave and nursing rooms, plus workshops, panels, and general support. I want to thank Commissioner Fritz for her early and consistent support of our group. I think you are our first guest speaker.
I think so, too.
And working parents in general. Commissioner Fritz, along with former Commissioner Saltzman, were the driving forces of paid family leave for employees at the city. And in addition, they heard our concerns and modified the rules to be able to take leave in increments over the year in order to better support families that serve as foster parents to children in our community. So thank you. This year, we have several events that reflect the changes our members and their families are experiencing. We have a presentation and facilitated discussion on gender and gender fluidity for children and families. We have advice on planning for high school education, for post-high school education, be that college or the trades, and a panel related to non-office jobs, field jobs at the city. And speaking of which, I'm going to copy Karen. PBOT is hiring seasonal workers and utility worker twos, which are excellent living wage and entry-level positions at the maintenance operations office. We need and want more women applicants. Please spread the word to your communities. We invite all of you to join us at these events in March, but also any of our programs throughout the year are open to all city employees. Finally, I would like to mention a leader and mentor and woman of public sector excellence, Betsy Ames. Betsy provided excellence in public service to the city for over 20 years, both at City Hall and at bureaus including BPS and OMF. Betsy died last month, a loss for the city, our communities, and me personally. She was a champion and mentor of women and men, both in her daily example, but also as a panelist, speaker, and supporter at Women's History Month every March as she was able. I dedicate my work this month to Betsy, while the OMF has created a yearly award for public service excellence in her honor. She is and will be missed. Thank you for your time and attention, and we look forward to seeing you at our events.
Thank you. Thanks to all of you. Before I read the proclamation, I'd like to open this up for any comments my colleagues may have.
I feel like it's my duty as the Transportation Commissioner to mention the launch of Women's History Month a couple days ago with Bike Town. They have a new Women's History Month bike wrap, which is fun. It was created by two women designers who work at Nike. And I shared the following Susan B. Anthony quote with attendees, and I'm going to share it today because I love it so much. And I'm wearing my little bicycle pin today from Congressman Blumenauer. The quote, "Let me tell you what I think of bicycling. I think it has done more to emancipate women than anything else in the world. It gives women a feeling of freedom and self-reliance. I stand and rejoice every time I see a woman ride by on a wheel, the picture of free, untrammeled womanhood." I just didn't want to miss an opportunity to highlight the role that bicycles played in women's emancipation and just say that I am looking forward to making Portland a safer city for everyone to bike in, but particularly women who maybe, not surprising to some, but surprising to others, are still underrepresented in the bike community because they face the same kind of barriers and threats riding bikes on our street as they do everywhere else in society. So thanks for being here today. That was a lovely presentation. I'm so excited to see your exhibit. I have a lot of friends that are in that exhibit. I love the photos of them posing, doing the pose in front of the photos. It's really cool. So thank you, Mayor. That's it.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, each one of you, for your stirring presentations today. It's really a joyful, a wonderful occasion. And I know that Commissioner Hardesty is sorry to have missed it on this historic occasion where finally we have a majority of women on the City Council. And so I also need to put in a plug for my bureau, the Water Bureau, which has many good jobs and apprenticeships. We spend over $3 million a year in training and opportunities for entry-level folks. And they are good family wage jobs. And so you have my commitment to continue to do whatever I can on the council to make sure that our city workforce and our community's workforce represents and encourages everybody to imagine a different alternative way of our society being. Thank you so much.
Mayor, thanks for doing the proclamation today. Thank you to our stellar panel for the presentation. We actually have a lot of people who watch this program on Channel 30, and someone I hear from regularly is former Senator Avell Gordley. So I want to do a shout-out to Avell, who is a faithful watcher of City Council meetings and often follows up with emails and commentary. My wife wrote a book with Avell telling Avell's story, and I want to honor both of those women. Courtney, thank you for mentioning Betsy Ames. Betsy served in so many important capacities here in the city, and I was honored for a period of time when she served as my chief of staff, one of three women who have held that position, and she'll be greatly missed. So thank you for reminding us of Betsy's service. My bureaus are the Parks Bureau and Bureau of Environmental Services. We, too, are hiring, at least on the BES side. Parks, we have a different challenge, as will become clear through the budget process. We did a national search recently and hired a new leader at Parks, a deputy commissioner from the New York City system named Adina Long. So we're very, very pleased to have this rock star who's decided to come to Portland and to lead our bureau. I hope to make one or more of the programs that are on this excellent calendar. But again, thank you all for being here and for sharing your stories. And thank you, Mayor, for hosting this event.
Very good. And I just want to add my thanks to the women on this panel. Thank you for being here today, and thank you for helping to orchestrate a fantastic presentation, also I think inspiring people to take leadership roles. I want to thank women throughout the city who do play an important role and do provide leadership in a myriad of different ways. I want to give a shout out to my mom. I think she's one of the strongest women that I've ever met. I'd like to thank my spouse, Katrina, for her leadership in the community, my daughter, and I particularly want to thank all the employees of the City of Portland who are so engaged and work so hard in our affinity groups and help elevate everything that we do here. There's no question that when women are engaged in leadership role, when they're engaged in committees, when they're engaged on boards, our community is better for it. And I also know that this is true with the women that I work with right here on this City Council, Commissioners Udaly, Commissioners Fritz, Commissioner Hardesty. They each come to the table with a different lived experience, a different perspective, different ideas on how we should address things in the community. And I have found that having women on this City Council elevates everything that I do as a leader. So I want to appreciate them and their leadership as well. This past election in our country was an historic one. I think everybody feels that we are at a very positive and important tipping point. More women and people of color than ever before ran for positions in Congress, and I think that that will trickle down through the entire leadership spectrum, not only in the public sector, but also in the private sector. And all of us acknowledge that it is especially important for women of color to take leadership positions in this community, and I thank everybody for recognizing that. And it's important for me to recognize the additional barriers that all women face in leadership in our society. You know, I don't know how many times I hear people say, well, women have equal rights. Well, equal rights doesn't necessarily mean equality. And all you have to do is look at a boardroom of any Fortune 500 company, and that makes the case. There's still plenty of work to do, and you are the ones doing that work, and I want to appreciate that. Thank you for the calendar, and unfortunately, even if I hold it up, people won't be able to read it, but I hope people do go online and they look at the opportunities around Women's History Month. There is something there for everyone to be included. There's an especial focus this year on trans women and feminine, identifying queer, gender, and non-binary people, and really exploring and talking about the importance of this community and what it means for us as Portlanders and how we can better engage and prosper together as a community. And last but not least, I want to thank our city's Women's Empowerment Group. Again, you are the ones who helped bring this together. You are the ones who help lead. You are the ones who bring important perspectives to the Portland City Council. And that's not something that you get paid big bucks to do. So I just want to acknowledge that and thank you for your service in that capacity. So without further ado, I'd like to read a proclamation on behalf of the entire City Council. I want to thank you for asking me to read this proclamation. Whereas this community's greatness and success is a direct result of welcoming and empowering all people, regardless of gender, culture, class, age, religion, ethnicity, sexual orientation, and ability or disability. And whereas women, especially women of color, have been underrepresented, oppressed, and often unrecorded in their contributions, yet have been present in untold or oral histories and continue to play important roles in furthering knowledge and leading equitable change for our society. Whereas, to foster the next generation of women, the City of Portland seeks to encourage and support professional, educational, and social opportunities for women and female-bodied people so that there will not be competition with one another over scarce seats at the table, but rather an inclusive space for all women to be able to participate with a commitment to draw in women of color, empowering women to lead and benefit entire communities. And whereas Women's History Month is a time for all Portlanders to celebrate the paid and unpaid work of women who improve the livability of our community, working both inside and outside the home. And whereas during Women's History Month, all people are encouraged to reflect on past victories and struggles of women to create a society where the next generation's success is based on the content of their character, not determined by the culture, their culture
or gender identity. And whereas the 2019 Women's History Month theme, Agents of Equity, Women and Gender Nonconforming Voices in Action, is intentionally inclusive and intersectional. As agents of equity, we embrace language that represents everyone's experience. In spelling women with an X, we're following the lead of the Indigenous Women's March in an explicit inclusion of not only cis women, but also trans women and feminine identifying queer gender and genderqueer and non-binary folks. We can deepen and strengthen our allyship when we think of gender more radically. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim March 1st to March 31st, 2019, to be Women's History Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month. Thank you all.